With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Grizzly bears in the lower 48 will remain protected as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, federal officials announced today. MTPR's Nick Mott has more on the federal government's new approach for managing grizzlies.
The decision from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service came after Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho argued that grizzlies had recovered and should be managed by the states rather than the federal government, especially in and around Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks. Those regions are each home to about 1,000 bears, and that management change could eventually include a hunting season. Instead of delisting grizzly populations one by one as they recover, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said they will consider all grizzlies outside of Alaska that exist in and between six federally designated recovery zones in the Northern Rockies as part of one bigger bear population. The agency said that bigger population still needs protections because it faces threats from human-caused mortality and habitat loss. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had previously tried twice to remove federal protection for Yellowstone area bears specifically, but those attempts were overturned in court. Conservation groups widely lauded the Biden administration's move to retain federal protections for grizzlies. Andrea Zaccardi is with the Center for Biological Diversity.
We're relieved that Fish and Wildlife Service finally followed the science and determined that grizzly bears still need federal protection.
State officials, though, criticized the decision. Here's Governor Greg Gianforte in a recorded statement.
We are deeply disappointed with the Biden administration and its complete defiance of the science and the law.
Gianforte said he'll work with the Trump administration to find a new path forward. Congress could also remove protections for grizzlies, though previous attempts to do so through legislation have failed. The federal government's announcement also includes a new rule that will allow more flexibility for managing grizzlies, especially problem bears, outside of areas crucial for bear recovery. The new rule will feature a 60-day public comment period and four public meetings, including one in Missoula on January 28th. Reporting from Helena, I'm Nick Mott.